We're joined now by Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate
it. Always good to be here.
So I know you've obviously been adamantly opposed to this war in the first place. What do you make of this latest development, though, another round of peace talks?
Well, they said they want to escalate to de-escalate. They've escalated to devastation. I mean, you have the Pope lecturing America about possible war crimes. You have the president, as you pointed out, threatening to destroy all power plants. I didn't think we would ever get to that point. You have the Strait of Hormuz that is now blocked. This never happened before the war. What have we achieved? Gas is up from $2.30 to $4. You have now Iran having a more hardline regime, as we just heard, and all our allies like UAE being hit. I mean, we've created devastation and we're being lectured by the Pope.
But let me ask you, you've called the war, I think I have this correct, the biggest blunder in American foreign policy in the 21st century. If this gets to a resolution, I mean, if they actually, and I know that's a big if, but if they actually get to a resolution where Iran has given up its nuclear program and, you know, there is a peace deal, maybe even a peace deal with Lebanon, are you prepared to revise that and say that they actually got something out of it and it wasn't a blunder?
If we actually achieve something, but the enriched uranium is still there. We have a more hardline regime there. Khamenei Jr. actually wants to develop nuclear weapons. Does anyone believe that we actually have more leverage over the Strait of Hormuz? We have less. China has more influence in Iran. And we've lost our entire moral credibility. We have a president of the United States threatening to wipe out Iranian civilization, and people think it's normal?